Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We welcome to the show Buffalo Bills legend, the one and only Jeff Nixon. Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good this morning.
I was trying to think, have I ever interviewed you before? I feel like I have.
Maybe somewhere down the line, who knows?
Yeah, you've probably done a ton of interviews. You played with the Buffalo Bills 1979 to 1984. I want to talk about that and this tackle for hunger, but are you really an R&B guitarist?
Yes, I am.
That's amazing. When did you pick that up?
Well, when I was back in high school many, many years ago, my dad bought me a guitar and I just fell in love with it. And, you know, I've been playing ever since. I play with a group called Taylor Made Jazz. And both me and my wife are in that band. She's the lead singer and I'm the guitar player. And, you know, it's about the only thing that comes close to playing football, you know, where you got people that are excited and happy and they're enjoying the music and you know, I love playing.
Jeff, what is your guitar of choice? Do you have a favorite?
Yeah, I have what's called a Paul Reed Smith. It's called the McCarty style and it's just a beautiful guitar. I've been playing it for years now.
That's amazing. I miss live music so much right now with all this COVID stuff.
Yeah, I know so many musicians in Buffalo that are just dying over this thing, you know. I mean, it's some of these people rely on this to put food on the table.
Sure.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And it's, you know, not to have your livelihood. And it's not just musicians, obviously. I mean, it's impacted just about everybody, you know. And so... you know, we're going to do what we can this Friday and Saturday to try and raise, not just money, but food. You know, we need food and for the pantries and, you know, anything I can do to help out is, you know, I'll do.
I love it. So it's called Huddle for Hunger and it's helping the food bank in Western New York. Very excited about this because it truly can feed so many people. So what you guys are doing is a contactless food drive. Do you want to tell us about how it's going to work?
Well, yeah, they're, you know, the stadium is going to set this up so that, you know, it's safe for everybody. Okay. So it's going to be a drive-through type of, process where you enter the Abbott Road entrance and go down and there'll be people that can instruct you know, someone or the people driving the car where they will drop off the food and for anybody that does that, we'll give them these Huddle for Hunger masks. They're going to give those to the first 5,000 donors at the stadium and they're going to limit two per car. You know, so and I hear Jim Kelly's going to be out there at some point. Now, there's a real legend. I'm just a legend in my own mind, but he's a true legend.
A true legend. Yeah, Jim's going to be out there. Jim's out there on Friday. Billy Buffalo is also going to be out there at certain points during the food drive. I know that the goal that the Buffalo Bills have set is to collect 20 tons of food. That's 40,000 pounds during this year's event, and I can't think of a year that we need this more than ever.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, in the middle of this pandemic, there are so many people that are that have what they call food insecurity. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's really doesn't do it justice, saying it's insecurity. It's just it's fear. I mean, people don't know where they're going to get their next meal in some cases. You know, I mean, people have been, you know, doing their best here in this area, in the Western New York region, to, you know, get the rate of infections down. And we're not doing that well here in this right. area compared to the rest of the state. So, you know, it's going to impact on a lot of people. You know, if you don't have a job, then you don't have money. And if you don't have money, you don't have food. Mm-hmm. And it's just it's sad that it's gotten to this point. But, you know, one thing about Buffalo I've always found is that people here are just as generous as they can be. You know, they do everything they can to help out their community. And, you know, we're really counting on a lot of people coming out for this event. And doing anything they can, you know, if they have, you know, just, you know, they're looking for some basic items, and I'm going to run through them real quick here. They want Please. Peanut butter, 16-ounce plastic jars. They want macaroni and cheese, 6-ounce box. They want oatmeal, individual-sized packets. They want tomato sauce. They want canned vegetables, canned fruits, canned chicken or tuna, diapers, baby wipes. Those are important things, too. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
All of those things are, you know, you have to pay for. And a lot of people don't have that money right now. And this is a lifeline for a lot of people in our community. And I just encourage everybody that's out there, you know, to stop by and drop off anything that they can find in their pantry to help out this cause.
Obviously, it's not a home game weekend, so there will be the ability to get in and out of those lots easily. Give me an idea. I know you've been a generous guy over the years. How does it feel when you give to a cause like this?
Well, you know what? You know, there's the old saying, don't let your left hand know what your right hand's doing. It's an old biblical saying, and it holds true here. You know, just, you know, go out there and understand that you're doing this for the right reason, you know, and that you know, anything you do, it may seem small to you, but if mm-hmm. enough people do it, it can be make a huge difference. You know, like you said, they're going to try and pull in 20 tons of food, that food is going to go. It's going to go out to needy families, and you know, so anything that anyone can do to help in any small way is greatly appreciated.
On the phone this morning with Jeff Nixon, formerly of the Buffalo Bills, played free safety. 79-84. You were mentioning some of the lists of food that we need, and part of that goes to the Feed More Western New York, the youth-related programs, which is huge, getting breakfasts and lunches and part of the backpack program for baby needs. And so I'm glad you mentioned that list. Now, Jeff, I have to ask you, what do you think of this year's Buffalo Bills team, and who's your favorite player, and how far do you think we're going to go?
You know what? I'm always optimistic at the very beginning of the season. I'm like a lot of fans that just, you know, have the, I guess, the faith that this team is going to do everything they can to play well and represent our areas as well as they can. I mean, that first game, they showed they've got, you know, the ability to do it. You know, there were some small mistakes in the game, but for the most part, I thought they played very well. Josh Allen, of course, is my favorite player. You know, I your quarterback hopefully is your best
yeah.
player on the team.
He's a big guy too, 6'5". That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. You know, I've never been around. I'm 6'4", about
Same.
215 or so, and he's bigger than me.
Yeah, he is. And to see a quarterback that size, it's exciting. What do you think? Jordan Poyer had a good game. Kind of your wheelhouse.
I love the safeties the Bills got. You know, those guys have so much experience,
uh-huh.
and it shows in the games. You know, they don't make mental mistakes, and that is so important in the game of football. Just one little footnote here: it's been almost 40 years to the day that we beat Miami for the first time in 10 years.
Yeah,
you know,
look at Captain Stats there.
That's what that? the statistics. We love it. So 40 years to the day since we beat Miami. That's incredible. So when you go back, so what, give me like the biggest difference between when you played for the Buffalo Bills to what it's like to play for the Buffalo Bills today?
Well, you know what? I would have to say that, you know, the changes they have made in the rules since the day I played have been pretty dramatic, you know, to try and reduce the number of not only injuries in the NFL, but obviously concussions. You know, that's a big issue. And the NFL has done, I think, a pretty decent job in trying to limit that. You know, they've got protocols now where if you get dinged, they take you to the sideline, they look at you, they make sure you're okay, and then they, you know, make a decision whether or not you can go back in. Even, you know, there are guys that try to hide that, and they want to go back in. They don't want to lose their job, you know, so they'll play even through things like that when it's not good for their overall health.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously the game has changed in a lot of ways. Guys get bigger, faster, stronger every single year, you know, and it's kind of awesome to see some of the guys that are out there playing right now. I mean, you've got, you know, these 300-pound linemen that are just, I don't even know how they can run as fast as they can run.
They're beasts.
Being that size, that weight. But, if you're a bigger, stronger, faster team, you're going to win most of your games, you know. But you got to play smart. You know, these guys seem to really have that down. I think McDermott has really done a great job getting all these guys on the same page. And, you know, I'm proud of what they're doing right now. They look good, and I think they've got a chance of making it to the playoffs. Whether they can get to the Super Bowl or not, we don't know, but I hope that they have a chance.
Yes, I like
and
that.
And finally, Jeff, when it's time to get back to the games and the fans of the games, where will we find you? Like, where's your pre-game party tailgating lot?
You know what? I float around. I go to a lot of different ones when I'm there, but I, you know, a lot of times I'll end up at Jim Kelly's little outdoor.
Yeah, shindig.
I played football with his brother Ray Kelly for 4 years at the University of Richmond, so I pretty much knew the family before they came to Buffalo. In fact, when they recruited Jim initially, they asked me to take him out, and so I showed him, you know, some of the different restaurants in Buffalo.
It's your fault.
Wait, now it's getting good, Jeff. Now let's talk. Because those stories are some legendary
now
stories
we're talking
in
legend.
Buffalo. Now let's get to it. Because those, like, so what was your go-to place that you would go out? Do you remember the name of it?
It was in West Seneca. And for some reason, it's escaping me the name of it right now, but...
Was it LaBoom?
Could have been LaBoom.
It could have been LaBoom. LaBoom, the nightclub?
Details are foggy.
Yeah, it was LaBoom, but it was called something before that.
Right.
It was pre-LaBoom, let me put it that way.
Get Simon and Joe on the phone, and we'll find out exactly what happened at that club. Hey, listen, we love that you are encouraging Western New York to do Huddle for Hunger and donate to the food banks of Western New York. That happens tomorrow and Saturday. Nice catching up with you. Thanks for calling.
Absolutely. You guys have a great day now.
Take care. Can't wait for some live music. Jeff Nixon of the Buffalo Bills played 1979 to 1984, free safety.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.